Welcome to Get Taboo, the podcast, where we explore the strange, the intuitive, and the unexplained. Here is your host and companion into the mysterious side of life, psychic medium Feather.
Welcome to the Get Feathered podcast. I am your host, Feather, and I am the founder of Nourish Hill Live. If you are interested in open-minded conversations about love and life, tarot, and spirituality, then this is the place for you. It's time to get feathered. What's up, everybody? It's Feather. Welcome to episode 5. Thanks for tuning in, and please remember to subscribe to the podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to talk about set your sails. This is a channeled message from spirit, okay? First of all, we're going to talk about what a channeled message is. Then we're going to talk about the channeled message, and we'll go from there. Now, for beginnings, I do cuss talk about sex, and I'm very straightforward, and I do channeled readings on YouTube. A lot of times during these tarot readings, these channeled readings, messages come through for me from source, and the messages just flow. I get into a flow and a rhythm, and the messages get sent out. So in one of my recent YouTube readings, I was on a live stream. I was in a live stream, and the messages that came through were about how we create, or how we create our life, or how to better create our destiny in our lives, okay? So during this live stream, as I'm doing the reading, these channeled messages came through as imagery, as a movie. Okay, for those that are not psychic or not mediums, or you haven't tapped into that just yet, as far as your gifts, everybody can. My intuition and my gifts are very tuned in because I make sure that I meditate and I focus on that. That is something that I enjoy. So these images came through as a message in a picture, and I had to kind of work my way through these messages. But in a nutshell, the channeled message that came through was set your sails. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and discuss what actually transpired, what the message was. Okay. The message that came through very loud and clear, very beautifully orchestrated. If you would like, or actually I will link the reading, the YouTube reading, in the description of this podcast, so that if any of you are curious about watching it, you can see it as it happened. Now, the message was that in our lives, the majority of us have set sail on a ship in a sea without having our sails set. Excuse me. And we have just allowed our lives to be just taken here and taken there and taken wherever by the storms and the waves and the oceans and the things that happen in our lives, without actually focusing on a heading or a direction, picking a direction and a way to go or a place to go. The messages that came through for us was, as you are living your life, remember to set your heading. Decide where it is you want to head in life. Just like being on a ship or being on the ocean, and you are the ship. Using your tools like your compass and your sails is extremely important and necessary when we are wanting to get something, attain something, or go somewhere. Okay, whether that be getting a better relationship, improving our relationships, finding love, or getting a better career, or finding our career path, or finding our purpose in life. Now, getting on our ship, figuring out the destination that we want, focusing in that direction, setting your compass in that area. Okay, and then knowing that that's what we are asking the universe for, and trusting that the universe has heard us, because all we got to do, according to the law of attraction, is ask once and the universe hears us. Okay, so once we pick that course, we know where we want to go, we know what we want to get, we have to sit back, set our sails, put our sails out, so that the universe can actually put wind in our sails and guide us to where we want to go. Right? And the majority of us have lived our life not setting our sails so the universe couldn't push us. So basically, to me, that means, you know, we haven't listened to our intuition. We haven't done our meditation. We haven't raised our vibration. We haven't actually focused on where we want to go. We haven't done anything to assist ourselves in getting there. And a lot of times that causes us dissatisfaction and disharmony and displeasure and sometimes depression when we feel like we want to go in a direction but really haven't focused on the positives of that direction, the positive momentum moving forward, which is what happens when we set our sails and wind gets in our sails. We get forced or pushed forward by the momentum of the wind, right? So I hope you're picking this up. I hope you're understanding this. As we set sail and we set our course, we need to focus there. Focus on the what we want and focus and know and trust that the universe, God, whatever you may call that, the energy of the creation of the world, whatever, or the energy that creates the world and the universe will get us there. And a lot of times the problem not only is in focusing forward, focusing towards the future of it, or focusing on the fact that it will happen. It's trusting that it will happen. Okay. And also setting our sails and allowing the universe to, it's an allowing thing. We can set our sails or we can set our course, but if we don't put out our sails, which means we're going to allow the universe to push us forward or to get us there with the momentum of the wind or whatever. As we decide on our course and we've asked the universe, we have to set our sails and we have to trust that the universe has got us, that the universe is going to get us there. And we have to just focus on the journey from then on out. Listen to our intuition. Make sure that we are enjoying our each and every day and appreciating the sunshine and the things that go on in our ship and in our lives every day. And focusing in a better direction more and more will put more wind in your sails and pick up momentum and allow you to move forward into whatever it is that you are wanting to move forward towards, whether that's accomplishing a goal, you know, or finding your twin flame or repairing or improving your relationships with self and others. Okay. The message was very clear. It was very intense and it was very loving and it was very deep. And I love the fact that it was during a live stream and you can actually see it unfold when if you go over to YouTube and you watch the reading, the universe message. It was very empowering for me because I am so grateful that I got to actually channel the message, because as I sat there and I thought about it and even afterwards, you know, it's true. You know, I've kind of just been off course. I haven't really picked a course or a heading. Yeah, I thought maybe, you know, I want to expand Nourish, Heal, Live, or maybe I want this in a relationship or I want that. But I really didn't fine tune the things that I want. I wasn't fine tuning a direction or a focus. And then once I sat down and started thinking, you know, things have improved in my life. And when I started using the law of attraction, it's because I focused in a better direction. You know, I just thought, you know, my ship was just needing to be out at sea and then I would just go wherever I needed to go and the universe guided me wherever I needed to go. To an extent, the universe will get you what you desire. However, it is so much faster and so much better and builds more momentum moving forward if you focus in better directions, if you focus on what it is you want, you fine tune the things that you want so the universe knows truly what to give you, because we can have anything that we desire, right? We can have anything that we desire according to the laws of the universe, the law of attraction. We just have to remember to allow it. We have to allow the universe to provide us that momentum and to move us towards our goal. And a lot of us, unfortunately, we don't trust the universe first. We don't trust that something is going to happen good in our life because of things that have happened in our past. And then next, we don't pinpoint our target. We just kind of allow the energy of the universe to just whatever comes, comes, you know, whatever happens, happens. Well, that's not really taking control of your ship. That's allowing yourself to be tossed about in the ocean, upon the sea, by the waves that come crashing in from this way and that. You know, whatever happens in your life, happens in your life. And taking control of your life is taking control of your ship and saying, hey, I want to fine tune where it is I want to go and what I want to get from the relationship, the type of relationship, how it feels, what it's going to be like, to the career that I want and how I'm going to feel in that career. And, you know, what will life be like in my home life? And will my relationships with friends and family be harmonious and loving? Yeah, if I focus there, it will be. But I have to trust the universe has got my back and they're going to get me through all of those things easily. But the appreciating, most of us don't even appreciate ourselves, the fact that we can walk or talk or hear, whatever, you know, it may be. We don't appreciate the stuff that goes on around us and the things that we've asked the universe for, and we already have our blessings, for many of you, if you want to know what that means. The things that we have manifested and the things that are that we are blessed with each and every day, our homes, our jobs, our cars, our bodies, and how amazing they are and how well they provide for us each and every day. And in all that, that is how the universe pulls in more momentum here. Here, I'm going to push you forward. I'm going to push you forward. I'm going to give you more to appreciate. I'm going to give you more to love. I'm going to give you more to enjoy. But it's the fact that we lack trust in the universe, or that we're going to get better, or that we will have better, or that we can even have it at all. And then the not focusing and fine-tuning what it truly is that will make us happy in the relationships and in the careers and in the abundance and in the blessings and in our bodies. We don't put ourselves out. We don't trust the universe will get us through it. You know, we kind of just allow ourselves to be tossed upon the sea, and we go here and there, and we feel like, you know, struggle most of the time, or frustrated because we aren't getting where we want to go. Well, put your sails out. Focus, fine tune, and know what it is you want and why you want it and how it feels thinking about it and how amazing it will be. And then appreciate and enjoy your each and every day and allow the universe to work it out. And a lot of times, especially if we're heading to be a relationship, a love relationship, a lot of times what happens is we get bitter and we get angry and mad at people, and we point those mirror, we actually point that towards other people, and we blame them. And then we cause ourselves our own beliefs and patterns and our own feelings that cause us to be in a negative state, or we feel like because of the things that have happened to us in the past, nothing will improve. It'll always be that way. So remember, your thoughts create your destiny, your universal movie. By way of thought, you create. As you think, as you feel, you are creating. The universe knows what you want, and they are working it out for you. But when we get to those points, a lot of times, especially if it's in relationships, it's when is it going to happen? They're not here yet. When is it going to happen? When am I going to get married? When am I going to have kids? When is this person going to find me? When am I going to find this person? And there's a lot of negativity wrapped up in that, and there's a lot of negative momentum. So in setting your sails, in charting your course and setting your sails, you got to fine tune and know that the universe has it as a destination. It is there, just like an island in the ocean or another continent. It is there. You may not know all of the beauty that awaits you and all the amazing things that await you, but try and think about how it'll feel. Feel the feelings of that. Focus on what it is you want to see when you get there. Some of the coolest things, you know, I want to see love and appreciation. I want to see trust and loyalty and honesty and authenticity. I want to see an amazing person looking back at me. I want to see me in someone else. I want to see my perfect match or my vibrational match, right? Focus there. And when we start focus on the positives of it, we don't focus on the negative past or the negative relationships or the issues that we have gone through. We set our course. We focus forward. We know that the universe will get us there. That's our setting of the sails. And then don't worry about whether or not it's going to happen today, tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or in 3 months. Know that it will happen. A journey is a journey. And sometimes if we have been in a negative state, it takes us a little longer to focus that momentum in a better way. And sometimes it happens really, really quickly. So wrapping this up and coming to an end of this message, I just want to say that it's absolutely beautiful and amazing that messages like this come through for us. And I hope that you gained some sort of knowledge from this today. And please remember to check out the entire reading on YouTube. The link will be in the description of this podcast so that you can see it unfold and maybe get some more benefit, gain more benefit from that entire session, that reading session, the universe messages. And you just don't need to worry and concern yourself about when it's going to happen. That hook, that hangs us back, that gets us pushed back, and it causes us a lot of stress. When we focus on the lack of someone or something, we are going to get more of that by way of law of attraction. It's just a universal law, and that's how it works. I love and appreciate that the universe allowed me to share this message with you, because you just got to enjoy the journey. Enjoy and appreciate each and every day the things that you are blessed with and the love that the universe provides you with every day. Try and focus more and more on those things. and less on the lack of someone or something in your life or the stress or the frustration of the things of the past, because we're not going back to the past. We're going towards the future. We need to focus there. Okay. So you set your sails, you sit back, you chill, you understand that the universe is going to guide you where you need to go. That's when you listen to your intuition and you follow your guidance. When you feel those needs to go somewhere or call someone or change your job or change your career or whatever it may be, you know, do that. That's how the universe will guide you. You don't have to know it everything, all of the steps or how to get somewhere or to accomplish something. Just know that you know where you want to go, and the universe will guide you the rest of the way so that you get to your destination. And don't stress out or panic or freak out because you don't know how to get there. You don't know what steps to take. The universe will guide you. It knows that absolutely every way that you can get to some place with least resistance for you. Thank you all for stopping in here and listening to today's episode. I really appreciate your likes, shares, subscribes, your donations of love, and also for becoming members of Nourish Heal Live. Remember, all of the links are in the description of the podcast, so please check out my membership site. Find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Nourish Heal Live on Facebook. I really, truly do appreciate all that you do for me on my journey to help you. Never forget what you think you create. Create great things. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Get Taboo. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it, follow the show, and submit your own story at gettaboo.com. I'm your host, Feather. Stay curious and stay just a little bit taboo.